Welcome to this lesson on Swing Titan Framework for Smoky Warehouse Vibes in Ableton Live 12, built for jungle and old school DnB energy. The big idea here is simple, but powerful. In drum and bass, swing is not just about making things looser, it's about making things feel human without losing the pressure. You want that smoky warehouse movement, that grindy old school shuffle, but the kick, snare, sub, and break edits still need to hit like a system test. So we're not chasing more swing, we're chasing controlled swing. Tight swing with attitude. For this lesson, think 172 BPM is your sweet spot. That gives you enough speed for jungle style motion without blurring the groove. If you go too slow, the pocket can feel heavy in the wrong way. If you go too fast, the details disappear. So 172 is a great place to lock in that damp concrete, dubplate, warehouse atmosphere. Start by building a swing reference loop before you write anything full. This is a really useful teacher trick, because it helps you hear what the groove is actually doing. Set up a simple one-bar percussion pattern. Put closed hats on the offbeats, add a ghost rim or click on some 16th note pickups, and maybe one or two short tom or wood hit accents. Keep it minimal. We're not making the full beat yet. We're just creating a frame that lets us test swing against a steady grid. Now open the groove pool in Ableton Live 12 and audition some light swing grooves. A good starting point is an MPC-style groove or any subtle swing preset from the library. Keep the amount modest. Something around 54 to 58% swing is usually enough to start feeling the motion. Timing around 30 to 60 is a sensible range, with random kept very low, and velocity just slightly moved so the hats and ghost notes breathe a little. The point is not to shove everything off-grid. The point is to create a slight human drag in the small details. And this is where the framework starts to matter. Indeed, NB, the groove lives in layers. Don't treat swing like one global setting for the whole loop. Think in separate timing jobs. The kick and main snare are your anchors. They stay solid. The hats, tiny percussion, ghost notes, and break fragments are the parts that carry the movement. That separation is what keeps the beat feeling tight instead of mushy. So build your core drum pattern next. Whether you're working with separate tracks or a drum rack, keep the main snare on the traditional DnB backbeat and place it right on the grid to begin with. Let the kick support the break, not dominate it. If you're using a chopped break, keep the strongest snare hit centered and trustworthy. That snare is the spine of the groove. Everything else can move around it. A common beginner mistake is to swing everything equally. That usually makes the snare feel lazy and the drop lose its authority. Instead, apply groove to the hats and percussion first. Then test a lighter groove amount on the break slices if you need it. For MIDI ghost hits, manual nudging is often better than hard quantize. Even a few milliseconds late can create a laid-back pulse that feels very old-school. We're talking tiny offsets here, not sloppy timing. A little behind the beat goes a long way. If you're chopping a break in simpler, this is where it gets fun. Drag in a gritty break with texture, something dusty and alive, and slice it by transients. Create three kinds of zones in your head. Anchor slices are the main kick and snare transients, and those stay tight. Shuffle slices are the hats, shuffles, and tail fragments, and those can sit slightly late. Fills and flams are the little one-shot bits you use at the ends of phrases. They can be early for urgency, or late for tension, depending on the moment. Here's the important contrast. Tighten the break around the kick and snare, but let the in-between spaces smear a little. That's the smoky warehouse trick. The groove feels edited and intentional, but still human and dusty. The break has weight, but it still breathes. Now bring in the bass. In this style, the bass should answer the swing, not fight it. A good starting point is a clean sub layer and a mid-res layer. Use operator for a sine or triangle sub. Keep it mono, and keep it clean. Then use Waveatable or another bass source for the res layer, with detuned saws, filtering, and some movement. If you want extra edge, add a third distortion or noise layer quietly underneath. But remember, the sub should stay disciplined. That low end is your anchor. Bass phrasing in jungle and old school DnB is often about space more than note count. Place notes so they support the snare pocket. Leave little gaps where the kick needs air. Use short offbeat bass stabs to create call and response with a break. The bass doesn't need to constantly talk. It needs to speak in the spaces between the swung drums. That's what makes the groove feel larger than the parts on their own. A really useful move here is to use auto filter on the res to open and close it rhythmically over 8 bars. Add a little saturator, but keep the drive moderate, maybe just enough to thicken the sound and give it a bit of grime. Then use utility to keep the sub centered and mono below around 120 Hz. That keeps the groove focused and club safe. Now let's tighten the swing framework itself. This is the core method. Leave the kick and main snare near the grid. Push the hats, little percussion sounds, and some break slices slightly late. Pull certain fills slightly early if you want a burst of energy. In practice, that could mean hats around 5 to 15 milliseconds late, ghost percussion around 10 to 25 milliseconds late, and an urgent pickup fill maybe 5 to 10 milliseconds early. Small moves, but they change everything. Use track delay carefully if needed. A tiny bit of positive delay on hats or percussion can help them sit back in the pocket. But don't use delay as a rescue tool. If the pattern only works when the timing is extreme, the pattern itself probably needs reshaping. Groove should enhance a good idea, not fix a bad one. Now let's make the atmosphere part of the rhythm instead of just sitting on top of it. Since this lesson is about atmospheres as well, this is important. Don't just drop a static pad over the beat. Build a moving atmosphere track. That could be a dark noise bed, a field recording, vinyl texture, a filtered synth wash, or a distant warehouse drone. Then shape it with auto filter, echo, reverb, and utility if needed. Try low-pass filtering the atmosphere and automate the cutoff. Add a controlled echo, maybe dotted eighth or quarter notes with low feedback. Add reverb, but keep the decay sensible so it doesn't wash over the drums. Then sidechain it gently to the kick or drum bus so the room breathes with the groove. That breathing is what gives darker DNB its cinematic pressure. The atmosphere shouldn't compete with the drums. It should move around them like fog through a corridor. You can also do a simple arrangement trick here. Start with a narrow filter drone in the intro, then slowly widen it over 8 bars, and pull it back before the drop. That makes the first snare hits feel bigger because the space has been cleared for them. Negative space is a huge part of this sound. Sometimes removing a layer does more than adding one. Next, glue the drums together with light bus processing. Send the drum parts to a drum bus or group and shape it gently. A glue compressor with just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction can help hold the pocket together. Add a touch of saturator for thickness, and use EQ8 to clean out a bit of mud if the break is getting cloudy. If you use drum bus, keep the drive low and the transient control moderate. The idea is cohesion, not loudness. Listen carefully here. The swing should feel glued, not sloppy. If the compressor starts pumping in a bad way, ease off. If the snare loses its snap, back away. The core question is always, does the snare still pop? Does the kick still lead? And are the ghost notes audible without crowding the groove? Now automate the arrangement. Twing feels strongest when it evolves over time. Over a 16-bar intro or the first drop section, you can open and close the atmosphere filter, bring in or remove ghost percussion, change the echo feedback on fills, or raise the reverb send on select snare ghosts. These tiny changes make the loop feel alive. In DNB, one removed hat can have more impact than a giant synth change. A good arrangement shape might go like this. Bars 1 to 4 are filtered break and narrow atmosphere with no bass. Bars 5 to 8 bring in subpulses and a few Reese notes. Bars 9 to 12 let the full break swing, with more ghost hits and a wider atmosphere. Bars 13 to 16 strip out a hat layer, a reverse tail, and then hit the drop. That kind of progression keeps the listener locked in, without losing the underground vibe. Once the groove feels right, resample it. This is a huge old-school move. Record the drum group and atmosphere to audio. Freezing the best version of the loop lets you chop it, reverse tiny tails, and build fills quickly. It also makes the track feel more tactile, like a live edit rather than a loop pasted across the timeline. After resampling, try slicing one-bar loops into shorter fragments, or remove one ghost hit and replace it with a muted bass stab. That kind of detail can make the next repeat feel fresher without changing the identity of the groove. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't swing the kick and snare too much. Keep the anchor centered. Don't use the same groove value on every part. Layer your timing. Don't let the atmosphere mask the transients. If the drums lose clarity, high pass or low pass the atmosphere more aggressively and sidechain it better. Don't over-distort the bass so much that the groove disappears. Keep the sub clean and let the character live higher up. And always check mono. If the swing only feels good in stereo, it may fall apart on a club system. Here are a few pro moves to keep in mind. Use ghost notes as groove glue. A quiet rim or filtered snare before the main hit can make the swing feel deliberate. Sidechain atmospheres to the drum bus. Not just the kick, so the whole room breathes. Automate filter movement in 8-bar phrases instead of random changes. Use short reverse tails before switches to make the next phrase feel bigger. And if the loop feels tired, reduce density before increasing swing. Often the fix is removing one competing texture, not adding more shuffle. If you want a quick practice exercise, build a 2-bar Smoky Warehouse loop at 172 BPM. Use one kick, one snare, one hi-hat, one ghost percussion sound, a chopped break, a sub, a reese, and one atmosphere layer. Give the drums at least 2 timing feels across the section. Make the bass leave space in at least 1 bar. Automate the atmosphere cutoff. Then resample the loop and make one variation by removing one hat, adding one fill, and widening the atmosphere briefly before the loop repeats. That's a great way to train your ear for movement versus impact.